Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Spencer Whitelow, and this is the Spencer Show. And tonight we're talking about American Top Model, Cycle 22, predictions, and who will be sent home in week 12. First, we're going to talk about Bella. Unfortunately, Bella was in an accident, and he got scarred up pretty bad, and he raked up like $30,000 worth of medical bills. And he also have a GoFund. I don't know Bella's last name, but you can always Google it, like American Top Model Cycle 22 Bella, and most likely the article will come up on Google. First, Shine, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Yes, I am here.
Okay. Let's go into the first challenge. The first challenge was them being entrepreneurs, and each of them came up with a business idea. The first one was up was Mikey. And his was a tank top and socks business. And he described it and had pictures, and he mentioned that they liked his pictures and everything. And they were pretty much enjoying or liking his pitch that he was about his business. Sean, what do you think about it?
Well, I kind of didn't understand the tank top socks. They understood it, but I guess I didn't understand the concept of it. The only one that I really understood the concept of was Niles. I think Niles was the best one to be. But, you know, the three judges,
right,
they said.
And then after, I think I can't remember which order it came in, but Lacey came up with a book, and she was, like, telling her experience in her life. So I guess this is going to be like a self-help book and like an autobiography. And they were saying that she should have pitched the end of her journey. And then the beginning of it, because, you know, they were saying that people get more interested in it. And they asked her where was she planning to market her book, and she stated something about a coffee house and cafes and stuff like that. So I thought that was interesting. Her presentation was pretty good. She had nice pictures and, you know, nice designs of the book and everything.
Yeah.
So I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, but maybe she, I don't understand her. She was the lowest because her concept was horrible. She couldn't talk. I mean, she wasn't talking, and she kept saying, she couldn't, man, it was horrible. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, hers was interesting. I was, like, really shocked that she didn't come across, you know, in her presentation. So I didn't understand how she got so nervous. It was different because she was saying in so many words that the people that she was giving her talk to was, like, very powerful people and, you know, made her nervous. Well, you know, actually, I think she should have. I don't know what she should have did, but I thought she was gonna come off better than she did. So
I agree too. I was shocked at how she froze up in front of three people, and you're supposed to be a beauty queen, and you're supposed to be able to stand out and talk, you know, with no problem in front of hundreds of people. If you enter these big beauty contests, there'd be hundreds of people there. You got to be able to speak. And she got in front of three people and froze up like, oh, my gosh. It was like, wow. But the last challenge was really
We're not finished with this one. It was Devin, and then he had a cologne called Emotional.
Emotions.
Yeah, Emotion. That was interesting.
They said
that the cologne was very strong.
Too loud. It was too strong. And wait a minute, the lady said it should be called. She said some other name that should have been called, but she said
it should have been called Delusional. Yeah, so she said that.
I was like, ooh. She was just giving it to him. I don't know what. I was so glad they sent him home. Because I would really been hurt if they were sitting now home. Because he couldn't do
it. Yeah. Going to talk about that at the end. But so the last one was Niall, and Niall did the sign language. And I thought his picture was pretty good. I thought it was pretty good. But they did say something that he would have to hire like a public relations person. And he said something about $100,000. And they were saying that, you know, that wasn't enough money. So I don't know. I thought his was the
$100,000 one
again, and Mikey's was pretty good, and so Mikey won the challenge. So he won $2,500 to start his business, and he also said that he had people who does like graphic art, artwork. So they would come up with designs and T-shirt.
Yeah.
So that's going to be busted.
Yeah, that's going to be. If he made it, I'll pray if I've seen it and it wasn't too expensive, I would probably buy it. I probably would buy it.
Yeah, because he says I've done about $8 or $10 for the socks and $20 for the tank top.
Right. But a pair of socks for $8? That's a lot of money for one pair of socks. And $20 for a tank top? I can't afford that. That's too much for my budget. On my budget for a pair of socks, $8. Ooh, if you got the money for it, then get it. But I'm shocked about Bello though. Wow.
Yeah. We about to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Once upon a time, there was a little black girl in the Brewster Projects of Detroit, Michigan. At 15, she was spotted by an Ebony Fashion Fair talent scout, and her modeling career took off.
You better work.
Work.
I have one thing to say. You better work.
Yeah, we back. So what we're going to talk about right now is the second challenge. So they had to take pictures in the dark. So that was interesting. Yeah. So what was that? Niall had some problems. Lacey had some problems. Mikey and Mame, they did pretty good. Who was the other person?
Yeah. Brevin, they say he just looked at, he just looked like a cartoon character. So he looked at more cartoonish. They said Devin looked at more cartoonish. Because
yeah.
he wasn't, you know. But now he didn't do so good because he could, it was throwing him off with that flash. And, you know, he couldn't catch the beat of it, though. 1, 2, 3, go. 1, 2, 3, go. And they was trying to show him, you know, beating on the box and flashing the flashlight, but it was, you know, that was hard for him. And I kind of understood how it was hard for him, you know, so. But that was,
yeah.
It was that bottling in the dark, woof. I know that was
yeah,
hard.
That was interesting. I thought it was pretty interesting.
It was different.
So you have to learn how to work in the, different situations.
Yes, it was. I was like, wow. You always be prepared to give them that pose. Like they said Maybe was doing. She was ready, you know. So we're going to take practice shots, so and she was ready, always giving them pose, like, what, you want some pictures? Yeah, she did pretty
yeah,
good.
So Mikey won the first, came in first in the elimination. So I mean, he didn't get eliminated, but I'm just saying in the elimination part of the show, he came in first, and then I think it was it Mame.
Mame, yep, second.
And then who was the third one?
What's her name? The girl, the white girl.
It's about Lacey. Yeah, Lacey.
Lacey. And then it was Niall.
Yeah, Niall. And then Debbie got eliminated.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's it for the show.
Okay.
And let me close out.
Nice talking to you.
Right. okay.
Care.
So, if you want to follow me on Facebook at The Spencer Show. You can send me an email. At the Spencer Show at 372@gmail.com. And if you ever in Detroit, please try out Parks Old Style Barbecue. It's at 7444 Bobian. The phone number is 313-873-7444. And the lunch hour is from 11 to 4 p.m. And I tried the combo with 2 ribs, 2 wings, and 1 side. And it was delicious. All right, thank you. See y'all guys tomorrow.